From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden were in Orlando, Florida Thursday afternoon, where Sunday, 29-year-old Omar Mateen used assault weapons to kill dozens of men and women at a nightclub. At a makeshift memorial site in downtown Orlando, President Obama told those gathered their city was shaken by what he called an evil and hateful act.
These families could be our families. In fact, they are our family. They're part of the American family. And today, the Vice President and I told them, on behalf of the American people, that our hearts are broken too, and that we stand with you, and that we are here for you, and that we are remembering those who you loved so deeply.
Investigators looking into a connection between Mateen and the Islamic State in light of his pledge of allegiance to IS during the shooting rampage. The shooting death of a member of the British Parliament a week before Britain votes on a hotly debated referendum on whether to quit the European Union stunned a country where gun attacks are rare and political violence is almost unheard of. 41-year-old Joe Cox was shot, stabbed, and kicked by her assailant who shouted, "Britain first." Cox, the mother of two, was opposed to British exit from the EU. For the first time, the United States has launched simultaneous strikes against the Islamic State from the Mediterranean Sea and the Persian Gulf. The assault began with strikes from the USS Boxer in the Persian Gulf on Thursday. This is VOA News. United Nations investigators say the Islamic State militant group is committing genocide against the Yazidis, an ethnic Kurdish religious community. Lisa Schlein in Geneva has the story.
On the basis of evidence it has gathered, the three-member commission says the abuse of Yazidi men, women, and children by Islamic State amounts to genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. Chairman of the commission, Paulo Pinheiro, says the genocide is ongoing.
From the day of the attack on Sinjar until today, ISIS has permanently sought to erase the Yazidis through killings, sexual slavery, enslavement, torture, and inhuman and degrading treatment and forcible transfer, causing serious bodily and mental harm.
The commission says Islamic State's genocidal actions have been going on since the terrorist group first attacked the Yazidi homeland in northern Iraq's Sinjar region on August 3, 2014. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A U.S. federal judge has rejected efforts by the state of Texas to stop the resettlement of Syrian refugees within its borders. The ruling comes days after Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump called to block non-citizen Muslims from entering the U.S. following the Orlando nightclub massacre. Even before the attack, Americans were divided, mostly along party lines, on the issue of refugees from war-torn countries in the Middle East. A survey conducted in late May by the Brookings Institution found of those polled, just 38% of Republicans supported taking in refugees from Syria and the Middle East, compared with 77% of Democrats. But among Trump supporters, an overwhelming 77% said they opposed taking in refugees. Democratic Party presidential candidate Bernie Sanders spoke to his supporters here in the U.S. in his home state of Vermont late Thursday. He declined to bow out of the race against the presumptive Democratic nominee, Hillary Clinton, but he stressed Republican Party presumptive nominee Donald Trump must be defeated.
The major political task that together we face in the next 5 months is to make certain that Donald Trump is defeated and defeated badly. And I personally intend to begin my role in that process in a very short period of time.
Bernie Sanders says he will work closely with Hillary Clinton to transform the Democratic Party so it becomes what he calls a party of working people, young people, and not just wealthy contributors. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.